More than 100 Sitkins line the street in silence as a procession of police and fire vehicles accompany the hearse carrying the remains of X3 to the airport. A team of 5 from a Department of Defense agency just wrapped up a week on the island disinterring the unknown soldier from the Sitka National Cemetery, where he's been buried for nearly 8 decades.
It was a very successful and respectful, honorable extraction. And so we had challenges with X3, but ultimate success.
Aaron Cummings is a senior planner with the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, or DPAA, which is in charge of recovering and identifying missing service members from conflicts worldwide. He uses an analogy for how disinterments come about and the multiple levels of approval they face. He says, imagine them like cold cases, and the DPAA's historians and analysts are like detectives who pore over old war records, pursuing clues to put a case together, arguing why specific unknown remains should be dug up.
In the situation of these disinterments, they were able to put enough pieces together to determine that the folks that we're disinterring, there's a really good case and a really good likelihood that they're one of a short list of possible matches.
Cummings says hundreds of servicemen from World War II were lost in or in the waters around Alaska and were either never found or never identified. In this case, there's evidence X3 is an unidentified soldier who was killed in a plane crash near Cold Bay during the Aleutian campaign in 1942.
16 lost, 6 bodies found, 5 of those 6 identified, which leaves us 10 never found.
A trapper buried 6 bodies that washed up on shore near his cabin until he could notify authorities. Cummings says the DPAA has been looking into the case since 2017, but progress stalled until a possible family member got involved.
We are an agency with finite resources, and there are approximately 81,000 missing from Vietnam, Korea, and World War II. And with those kind of numbers, it's hard to prioritize. It's hard to rack and stack your missions. And family interest is one of the elements that we utilize to determine how we prioritize and which missions move up the ladder.
While Cummings says all 11 unidentified or missing soldiers are possible matches, Chris Pfeiffer believes X3 could be his great uncle, Second Lieutenant Eugene Christensen, the co-pilot of the C-53 that went down near Cold Bay. Pfeiffer has collected hundreds of pages about the crash and his uncle over the years, has pressured his congressman and the DPAA to disinter the remains, and even started a blog to document the process. He flew in from Texas for the disinterment and watched the process unfold from about 50 feet away.
Unless I got involved, it wasn't going to go anywhere. And so they mentioned that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and that's why we're here today.
Pfeiffer says he has a letter from the Army to his great-grandfather that says there's no chance of ever finding his son. He says the Army closed the door.
That wasn't true. And my great-grandparents passed away, my grandparents passed away, my parents passed away, and all of their brothers and sisters all passed away not knowing what I know. And they could have known it. It could have been shared.
Cummings says the dig to exhume X3's remains was unique and surprising in many ways. It was the agency's first disinterment in Sitka. The remains, which were located on a narrow step of the main hill at the National Cemetery, had to be hand-dug. He says the team also had to make a contraption out of wood to allow the archaeologist to hover over the casket on her stomach to access it. Despite the challenges, he says everything was intact. The remains were in a metal casket that was placed inside a wooden one.
Our extremely seasoned archaeologists had never seen anything like it.
There are about 20 grave sites for unknown soldiers in Sitka's cemetery. Cummings says they also tried to disinter another soldier known as X1 Amchitka during their trip. X-1 is thought to be a crew member from a ship that ran ashore in early 1943. But the team was unable to locate the remains, likely because of soil movement or a previous disinterment decades ago that wasn't properly recorded. Cummings says even when they aren't successful, these disinterments are important to the nation's promise and agency's mission to never leave anyone behind.
Some of these missions are difficult. The analysis, the historian work is difficult. Sometimes it's really difficult in the field, but it's important for the closure of the families and for just anybody to know that we will not lose faith. We will always pursue. We will always try to bring our folks home, provide closure to the families, and just honor our nation's fallen.
As for Pfeiffer, he says even if X-3 turns out to not be his great uncle, he's so grateful to have been involved in this process and will stick with it until the end.
I am really thankful as a veteran myself to just help whoever this is. I'm going to see it through. You know, if it goes to Oklahoma, it goes to California, it goes to Minnesota, Wisconsin, I'm going to go with it.
The remains of X-3 left Sitka on July 1st for Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska, where, through DNA analysis, the DPAA hopes to get a positive ID. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.